If I was back at home in the Czech Republic, today I will have prepared a basket with chocolate eggs, but also colored boiled real eggs. During the day, boys from the neighborhood would come. They would use very young twigs to make pomlaska, so they braid the twigs together and it becomes like a whip. They come to the girls and they whip them, saying a specific Easter poem. The girls then give them the eggs. In some areas of the country, they would also pour water over the boys. It is an Easter tradition, but its origins are not Christian. It's symbolizing fertility. That's why we have the eggs and the young twigs as well. Afterwards, we would have this specific Easter dish where you use old bread, meat, but also nettles. Only for Easter, we would cut nettles, boil them, and use them as food. It was after the long winter. They will bring all the nutritions needed for people. We would also have Easter lamb, which is a cake made in the shape of a lamb. Because the traditional meat would actually be lamb, but not every family could afford the actual meat. So they would have a substitution, just the shape of a lamb, and they would eat it. Easter is a Christian tradition, and it's celebrated around the world. I want to explore what do they do in other countries.
So in France, with my family, our parents used to tell us that the Easter bell was coming, and then in the morning, as a kid, you would go to the garden and look for chocolate that were hidden in the flowers and trees and everything.
And do you have some special dish for Easter?
No, we didn't have any specific dish. As far as I remember, we had we used to have like a big family dinner, but there is no like Easter specific dish or specialty.
And when do you have the dinner?
That would be on the Sunday.
And when would the Easter bell come?
Sunday morning, so as soon as you wake up, almost like Christmas.
In Australia, the Easter is connected with autumn and harvest. In Northern Hemisphere, it is a celebration of spring, and everywhere, of course, a main festivity for the Christians. How do you celebrate Easter in Brazil?
We do have a family time. It's usually a day that we spend to our families and close friends. We celebrate it with a big lunch, as usually we celebrate all holidays, every holiday that we have. The main dish is usually done with cod. Really good memories about my family doing this. And we exchange chocolates, like the Easter eggs, amongst our friends. We have a big moment to remember why this date is celebrated. So we celebrated Jesus' resurrection as well. So it's a time to remember that and be thankful. I think that's it. And wine as well. We have plenty of wine with the meal that we have and a great time with each other. I think that's important to be around family. That's the main thing.
In
Slovakia, for the big night, we would prepare a bucket of water. Then we go to a female of the family, a sister, mother, even a grandmother, and we would pour the water over them. And they give us a chocolate, or they would prepare some baked cake as a treat for us to thank you, because this ritual is meant to ensure them whole health for the year. Pouring water is a popular tradition also in Hungary, Poland and Slovakia. And also here, the shower is meant to bring good health. In some countries, the Easter celebration gets even more physical than that. Ritual crucifixions are among the Catholic world's most extreme forms of worship and are done as a part of Good Friday celebrations in some small villages in the Philippines, home to more than 80 million Catholics. People are nailed to the cross. Men dressed as soldiers of the Roman Empire hammer large metal spikes through the hands and feet of the person who is being crucified. After a few minutes, they are taken down from the cross and their wounds are being treated. People undertake these to ask forgiveness for sins or to express gratitude for favors granted. This controversial practice is discouraged by the Catholic Church. And there are parts of the world where Easter is celebrated similar way, with chocolates, with eggs, but at a different time.
Well, in Russia, we don't usually have chocolate bunnies. Instead, we color eggs with natural colorants like beetroot juice, onion peel or coffee. We just put different stickers from the shop on it. In any case, it looks very beautiful and the process is very creative. And also we bake or buy kulich. It's a kind of traditional sweet bread. And afterwards, take all the food to the church so it can be blessed. And I was always told by my grandma that you have to eat every little piece of blessed food. In Russia, Easter hasn't started yet, As far as I know, this year it will be 5 weeks later than Australia, because we celebrate it according to Orthodox calendar. So I guess I'm the lucky one who's going to celebrate it twice.
If you celebrate by eating chocolate, having dinner with your family, coloring eggs, if you're pouring water, whipping somebody or being whipped, if you're celebrating now or 5 weeks later, we hope you will have a happy Easter.